This is a business radio show where we talk about the craziness of small business. It's that craziness that actually makes it exciting, interesting, and totally unpredictable. This is Business Insanity Talk Radio with your host, Barry Maltz.
Welcome to Business Insanity Talk Radio. This is your host, Barry Maltz, and this is the final word in small business. For those keeping track, this is show number 339. This episode is provided by Sage One, an online accounting and business service solution for every small business. It's also provided by Nextiva, the answer to all your business communication solutions in the cloud. Well, on today's show, we're going to talk about how to have those tough conversations with your employees. You know, the ones that you constantly avoid having. We're also going to talk about how to get what you want almost every single time. And we're going to talk about the marijuana business. Are marijuana entrepreneurs the next gold rush? Well, but first, I remember when Twitter first came out, I thought it was just ridiculous. People were posting all sorts of crazy things, most of which had nothing to do with business. But things have really changed over the last 5 years, and I believe that Twitter now can be an essential marketing tool for most small business owners. Here to show us how is Germany Kent. She's a social media influencer, author, and entrepreneur, a corporate executive turned successful Hollywood commercial actress and media personality. She has interviewed Oscar and Grammy-winning performers, pro athletes, business leaders, and newsmakers. And now she's on my show. She's got a new book. It's called You Are What You Tweet: Harness the Power of Twitter to Create a Happier, Healthy Life. Germany, welcome to the show.
Barry?
Germany, you there?
Yes, I'm here, Barry. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Well, tell us about what is the difference on Twitter? Because the biggest rap is that, you know, people are talking about what they had for lunch. It was a salami sandwich. It was bologna. What's the difference between honesty and oversharing? Is there something such as TMI, too much information on Twitter?
You know, when I think about Twitter in general, one of the interesting byproducts for me in social media is the preference for transparency that we see in people. And I think the more you share, the more you seem real. But I think you should always keep it on message, and it's something that is towards your brand. You know, you always have to be mindful that you can't separate yourself from your personal branding. And your social media profile should really convey your story. It is your voice, and that is the most important way to get your voice out to everybody, your audience.
And that's the key. You got to stay on brand. And Germany, you probably can't stay on brand if you're tweeting while you're drunk, right?
Oh, you know, you shouldn't do that, even though Twitter is a big party. You know, I always joke when I go to these social media conferences. I heard somebody say one time that, you know, LinkedIn is like a chamber of commerce mixer, and Twitter is like an outrageous party. Mm-hmm. So you definitely shouldn't be tweeting while you're drunk, but always keep it interesting. And just know that as you're networking, people are going to hold you to what you tweet, and Barry, you're also going to be held to what you retweet. It's almost like a political candidate doing an advertisement. At the end of that ad, they say, you know, I am Germany Kent, and I approve this ad. Anything you retweet, you are also endorsing that person and saying, hey, I approve of this message. So you always have to be mindful of the things that you tweet and the things that you retweet. And seriously, don't post anything that you don't want quoted or retweeted.
There's no question about that. So as a small business owner, how do you figure out what to tweet and how often you should tweet in order to get the best results? Obviously, a marketing result. You want people to attract to your brand and to gain followers.
You know, when it comes to tweeting, tweet often, but stay on message. That's the main thing that I always tell my clients. With the 140-character limit, you must always think about what you're going to say and use that to your advantage. You know, the funny thing about the character limit means that you become a good editor, so your thoughts are kind of gone across accurately. You have to think about what message you want to put out there to people. And the key to gaining followers on Twitter and building your brand, Barry, is understanding your target audience and engaging with them. You know, the most amazing thing about Twitter is how people you've never met can inspire you, make you laugh, or even make you feel good about yourself. So it really is a social responsibility. It's a way for you to boost your awareness, gain a market presence, increase your sales, and increase your credibility.
Yeah, in the show last week, we were talking to Dave Mattson, who is the CEO of Sandler Systems. They're coming out with a book called LinkedIn, the Sandler Way. And he says that any of these social media things, or he calls social selling, is really the start of a conversation, right? That's really the key. It's the start of a relationship. So, again, people buy from who they know, like, and trust, and this can be a beginning.
That's so true. You know, the social power of Twitter isn't about who you already know. It's more about who you can meet, who you can network with. And Twitter is just so much deeper than 140 characters. You know, if you're smart, you would use it as a great marketing tool. You know, provide a link to your blog, to your website, to your podcast, to your About Me, to your LinkedIn, to your IMDb, whatever other link you have out there that exists in the social media world. Redirect your audience to that with a link on your profile. It's just like your business card. Right. And you should put as much attention into designing your Twitter profile as you would your business card. It is that important.
Well, you know, Germany, not all of us like you have their own IMDb profile.
Barry, I'm sure you have something else.
I got a Wikipedia page. That's what it is. We're talking with Germany Kent. She's got a great new book. It's called You Are What You Tweet: Harness the Power of Twitter to Create a Happier, Healthier Life. All right, you got to tell us, since you're an expert in this area, what's the funniest or strangest things you ever seen someone tweet on Twitter?
You know, I see funny, strange things all the time.
I know, really.
And, you know, it's so funny that you would ask that, because oftentimes I'm reading stuff and I just burst out to laughing and I'll say, oh, that's so good, I want to retweet it. But then I think, oh, that wouldn't work for my audience. And I don't know, you know, whether it's something that's related to their family or if it's something funny that they shared with a person on the road. You know, I don't want to say specifically one tweet because I don't want to call anybody out on the show. But I just want to just say that there are some things out there that are hilarious, and there are some things out there that are troubling.
Yeah, they're very, very troubling.
You know, social media can be incredibly useful or seriously harmful. And you have to really watch what you put out there. You know, it's a wonderful database for finding resourceful information and getting your point across, but you just always have to be mindful that this is who you are, and it's hard to separate who you are from your brand. It's just hard to do that in the social media world. And what I write in my book, Barry, is that when you go on social media, especially Twitter, your purpose should always be to educate, entertain, or evoke emotion. And so as you're tweeting things, you should always ask yourself three questions. Is it true? Is it kind? Is it necessary? And if it's not, let it be left unsaid. Don't have it on your timeline.
I think that's some good advice. I also believe that you have to have some kind of content strategy. And the way that myself and my assistant, we really do this whole thing with Twitter, is we actually use one of those tools, which is putting content out there on an ongoing basis, like a Hootsuite or a Meet Edgar. What do you think of those kinds of tools that can tweet for you, as I say, automagically, so the content gets out there consistently?
Barry, I think if you don't have time to manage your social media profile and get things out frequently, I believe it's in your best interest to utilize those tools. That's what they're there for. And a lot of people are missing out, especially with meetups and lists and tweet-ups and groups and hashtags. These are all tools that are out there to help you to engage with more people who are like you. You know, one of the biggest challenges that I see with people who are starting out on social media and those who have kind of reached a stagnant point, they have no lack of direction. They don't know what it is they need to put out there. And I always say that you should advocate for what you think is important, provide insight, introduce new ideas, build a community, engage in conversations, and influence others in a positive way. If you understand that social media and Twitter is about the magic of dialogue, you will have an abundance of growth in your social media platform.
And because Germany is about dialogue, I think it's really difficult for people to outsource it to your local teenager.
Oh, don't do it. Listen, sometimes you have to understand that these social platforms are opportunities. They are opportunities for others to see you and for you to put yourself out there. And with the right Twitter profile and the right timeline, the right strategy, the right creative flow, the right attitude, the right mastery of your platform, you can be a lot happier and healthier. And I don't think a lot of teenagers are in that mindset right now. They don't understand the way the world operates in terms of, you know, what I say right now can be damaging to me later, maybe for a scholarship or getting a job. You know, if I post this, I'm going to be held against, you know, these things that I'm saying or doing, these harmful tweets. And I just think they don't get it. Like, that's the biggest thing, that you have to find your voice, balance your thoughts, and focus your message, but you have to do it in a way that's not condescending or that's not harmful or hurtful to other people. Why not switch it around and find things that make you tick and try
Absolutely.
To have a positive outlook? You know, it's all about positivity. That's what I always say. If you stick to the positive, you'll do great on social media.
Germany, thanks for being on the show. You can reach Germany at Germany Kent. Thanks again.
Thank you, Barry.
Well, coming up, are you afraid to have those tough conversations? I'm going to show you how.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm George Cotsarillos, taking a look at your traffic. Not a whole lot going on the roads. Do have some festival closures going on in the city, though. Glenwood Avenue is going to be closed each way between Pratt and Lunt for the Glenwood Avenue Arts Fest. Then Taylor Street is going to be closed in either direction between Racine and Ashton on the near west side for the Taylor Street Festa Italiana. I love saying that. CTA is rerouting number 157 buses because of that. Also, 79th right now in either direction between State Street and Cottage Grove Road would be great if I could talk. It's closed due to police activity. CTA rerouting number 79 and number 3 buses around the closures. And due to a small delay, Stevenson outbound between Harlem and First. AM 560 weather right now, not a lot going on. 71 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Our next update will be in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
This election season, there's only one place in Chicago where you can weigh in with your opinion on all the candidates, from the debates to the primaries.
If it weren't for me, you wouldn't even be talking about illegal immigration.
From the conventions to election day.
What is he for? I have no idea whether he's conservative.
We need to control our border.
It's important to be qualified.
We're your election headquarters in Chicago.
I'm a conservative, pro-life governor in a state where it's really tough to be both.
We're AM 560, The Answer.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun, and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out BarryMoltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his 6-part video series.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. A sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, 3 of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 8800 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 8800.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Maltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
Let's face it, most of us are cowards when it comes to having these tough conversations with our employees, our partners or our vendors. I get it. You know, conflict can be really scary, but if you're going to be successful in your own small business, you just got to do it. Here to help us is Andrea J. Lee. She's the founder of Thought Partners International, operates Wealthy Thought Leader University, internationally known company that has helped thousands of entrepreneurs. She's got a great new book out. It's called We Need to Talk, Your Guide to Challenging Business Conversations. Andrea, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Barry.
So where does that start? Well, first of all, why are people afraid to have those tough conversations?
I think it's because we know how to talk like normal people, but when there's something at stake in business that you might lose, that all goes out the window.
What do you mean when there's something at stake? You mean when there might be conflict or it's something that's really important that the other person do?
Something like a big client to land, a joint venture that might be coming together, a key team member that's thinking about walking across the street, things like that that are at stake that make an immediate impact on the bottom line.
So is it the weirdness that comes with talking about money?
It's money, but also other things, relationships, things that can impact the bottom line indirectly in addition to actual money conversations.
Okay, so I want to have these tough conversations and I'm afraid or I avoid it. Where do you start? How do you actually do it?
There's a three-question model that is like the Swiss Army knife of tough conversations, and it's three simple questions. Where are you now? Where do you want to go? And how do you want to get there?
And so how do I utilize those three questions?
Ask them of yourself first before you go into the conversation. That's step number one. Then, when you're in the conversation, use those same three questions to help steer and guide the actual conversation itself.
And then what would the next step once you get the meeting with the people?
You have lots of options because from those three questions are going to be a bunch of good things that happen. People drop their guard. They start to tell the truth, the radical truth, not just the truth they want you to hear. And from there, you get to choose exactly which direction you'd like to go to resolve things.
And one of the things you talk about is at some point you have to say, stop this meeting. What does that mean?
Have you ever been in a bad meeting? I mean, a really bad meeting.
Yeah, yesterday.
Yeah, this morning, in fact. The way to start is to just raise your hand, whether physically or just in your head, and say, can I pause this meeting for a moment?
And what does that do?
What happens is we stop wasting all of our time. Depending on how many people are in the meeting, it can be literally insane how much resource and energy is being wasted in that meeting. How much is this meeting costing? Well, you can save that expense if you stop bad meetings.
You know, it always reminds me of that Annie Hall movie where they're actually having a conversation, but there are really subtitles going on below and what people are really talking about. How do you make sure that people are really talking their truth and not just some kind of crap what people want to hear?
You need to learn the art of interrupting the crappy truth. And in addition to, could I pause this for a moment, you can use a sense of humor. For example, there's a phrase from the South that I love, not to put a turd in the soup, but I think there's something else going on here. So starting with your truth tends to inspire others to do so as well.
And so you got to be honest with folks and say what you really think if you expect them to do it.
Absolutely.
Now, one of the things in the book you say is you have to say no more often. And a lot of folks see that as negative, but I think that we say yes way too much and we don't set our boundaries.
I couldn't agree more. I think that saying the right no's actually makes your yeses more powerful.
And how does it do that?
It clears the clutter. Let's say you're saying 10 yeses in your business right now. The truth is that you're probably going to end up saying no later to about 8 of them. So start out by being honest with yourself. Say no to those eight wrong yeses from the beginning, and let the 2 yeses that are true yeses really shine.
I think that's really true. So many times people approach me and they want me to buy something, and immediately I say no, and it saves a tremendous amount of time. And I've had a difficult conversation right then, rather than saying, well, not now, not now, not now. Well, then they keep following up with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you just say, no, I'm not interested, it just ends it right there.
You're exactly right. There are so many resources wasted when we don't have these tough conversations first. So it's time to, you know, grab our courage and say them right away. Save yourself a bunch of wasted time.
So we're talking with Andrea Lit J. Lee. She's the author of a book called We Need to Talk, Your Guide to Challenging Business Conversations. One of the things you discuss in the book is you have to give emotions their proper place. And it's kind of strange because a lot of folks are either too emotional or not emotional enough. What is their proper place?
In the case of being too emotional, the Delta model and three questions will really help you discharge that emotion before you go into the meeting. I like to say embrace your emotions and use them as vitamins. So, for example, if you're having a hard time in your business and you're just hopeless about it, whether you're the CEO of a multi-million-dollar company or a startup, embrace hopelessness. Why? Because it tells you what not to do anymore.
Okay, so we should embrace hopelessness?
Embrace hopelessness because it tells you where not to go anymore. If you feel hopeless about how that last deal went, you lost the big sale, do not do that again. Embrace that knowledge in that hopelessness. Let it tell you where to go instead.
So have the pity party for a short period of time, then you got to let it go.
Yes.
So what happens when people during these meetings do get emotional? I mean, many times I've been in employee-employer kind of meetings where the other person starts to cry. Mm-hmm. Or they start to shout or scream or yell. What do you do?
Again, it's back to this artful use of interrupting language. So something like, I can see that you're very upset. Would you like to continue this conversation now, or would you like to take a couple minutes?
But Andrea, can you utilize that emotion to both of yours' advantage? Because something
right.
real is coming out.
That's exactly right. I could not have put it better myself.
So how do you do that? How do you take advantage of that? Not to exploit the other person, but to really take advantage of the realness of the moment.
Again, the three questions of the Delta model are so elegant, like a Swiss Army knife, in the sense that you could, in the face of this emotion, say, so could I ask you, where are you right now in this emotion? Listen, and then go to the second question. Where would you like to go? Would you like to take some time with that emotion? Would you like to get to the point of what it is we're trying to resolve? And how would you like to get there? And as you can hear, as you practice these questions are very neutral and help for the other person to be able to speak their truth.
And you've got to really listen to the answers. And the more frequently you have these conversations, the easier they're going to get.
It's a skill that we can all get better at. And the great news is, even if you only get a tiny bit better, you will make a big change in your business.
And so how often should you have these conversations with your employees? Is this something you have to sit down with them every single week, every single month, every single day? What do you recommend?
It's not something to do on a schedule. It's really something to notice when you want something, when you're trying to achieve something. Even as the CEO, if you're trying to achieve something and you need to have a conversation, that's when you can treat it as if it could be a tough conversation and be proactive.
Are there signals that you can get from your employees to say, well, I guess they need to have one of those conversations?
You know what? I'm going to go out on a limb and say that's probably true of every single business today. There isn't a business that in my 10 years of coaching and consulting that could not benefit from this kind of thing.
And this also extends to not only your employees, but if you have a business partner, if you have a vendor, if you have customers, everyone really needs to have some tough conversations.
We all talk every single day. It's how do we talk? Are we talking in the most effective way possible? 360 degrees, all of our relationships can benefit from this, even at home. And if you get to do this well in your business, it will trickle into your personal life and affect tough conversations with your teenagers, too, for example.
So, Andrea, last question I have is, how do you keep that commitment of having a tough conversation? Because many of us say, okay, I'm going to have that conversation tomorrow. And then tomorrow comes, then you don't have the conversation. How can you hold yourself to that?
You know, I think the thing to do is to remember what it's costing you. In my conversations with business owners, doesn't matter if it's a past conversation they wish had gone better, a conversation they could have today, or one from the future that they're afraid of. It's, you know, they're wasting up to a day a week or a week a month. And it's the cost and productivity that they could be using to grow their business. Remembering the cost of it is going to help you say, you know what, I surrender. Let me have this now, sooner rather than later.
Andrea, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much.
Coming up next, how to get what you really want almost every single time. This is AM 560, The Answer. Be right back.
This election season, there's only one place in Chicago where you can weigh in with your opinion on all the candidates, from the debates to the primaries.
If it weren't for me, you wouldn't even be talking about illegal immigration.
From the conventions to Election Day.
What is he for? I have no idea whether he's conservative.
We need to control our border.
It's important to be qualified.
We're your election headquarters in Chicago.
I'm a conservative, pro-life governor in a state where it's really tough to be both.
We're AM 560, The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Gary Baumgarten. 115, 118, 123. Those were some of the temperatures in Arizona yesterday, with more of the same on tap for today. You'd think everyone who could would stay inside.
Hard to believe people are actually hiking Camelback Mountain in this dangerously high heat.
Steve Kraft with Fox 10 Phoenix. It's one of the most dangerous kinds of calls a police officer can answer, and it's led to the death of a Carson City, Nevada deputy and a man.
One deputy went to make contact with the male subjects. Shots were fired between the deputy and the male subjects. And unfortunately, we have to release that the deputy was shot and killed, as was the male subject.
Timothy Broadway of the Reno Police Department, which has taken over the investigation. In Indonesia, a missing plane with 54 people on board. Fox News, we report. You decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm George Cotterillos, taking a look at your traffic. Not a lot going on around the area. The Edens, the Kennedy, Eisenhower, and Stevenson all moving well. Same thing with the Dan Ryan, I-57, and Bishop Ford, Lakeshore Drive, the Elgin O'Hare Expressway. Good on the tollways, the Tri-State, Jane Addams, Reagan Memorial, Veterans Memorial clear, so the Route 53 980, 894, the Chicago Skyway, Indiana Toll Road, and I-65. Posted speeds. This traffic report is being brought to you by the American Association for Cancer Research. The American Association for Cancer Research is the world's first and largest organization dedicated to finding cures through research. Please support cancer research by donating today at www.aacrfoundation.org. AM 560 weather right now at 72 degrees with partly cloudy skies. Our next update will be in 15 minutes on AM 560. The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva, simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
Four new employees. 20% increase in revenue.
Being one of the 9 million women business owners in the U.S.
These are your proudest numbers, your landmarks of growth and success. Sage helps you achieve business milestones with cloud and software solutions that lead to deeper financial insights. Believe in your numbers. See what Sage can do for your business. Visit believeinyournumbers.com today.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
Hi, honey, I'm home. How was your day?
Don't ask.
Why? What happened?
Or do I not want to know?
Well, the new carpet in the living room is ruined. Your daughter decided to have a tea party with her Mr. Fluffy Bunny and his friends. Now there are stains everywhere.
I never did like Mr. Fluffy.
That's already on top of the stains your teenage son made last week when he tracked mud all over the kitchen tile and sofa after football practice.
My teenage son? Well, I guess I'll need to talk to him.
Honey, we need to call Executive Green Carpet Cleaning today.
Executive Green understands family and the mess that sometimes comes with it. If it's been more than a year since you've had your carpet, upholstery, or tile and grout cleaned, you need to call Executive Green at 708-599-5151. They use their own purified water and a safe eco-green solution that won't leave a toxic residue for your next tea party. Best of all is the price, only $139 for three rooms. Call 708-599-5151 now or schedule online at executivegreencarpetcleaning.com.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
One of the reasons why you started your own small business was so you could get what you really want. But how do you do that? How do you manifest it every single time? Here to help is Lee Miltier. She's an award-winning and best-selling author, internationally acclaimed speaker, intuitive small business coach. She's got a book out called Reclaim the Magic, The Real Secrets of Manifesting Anything You Want. Lee, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Barry. Happy to be here.
So many years ago, the book that was famous was The Secret, right? The Attractor Factor, those kind of things from Joe Vitale. Is this the same kind of thing to manifest anything you want?
Not exactly. Joe and I are friends. I love Joe.
I love Joe, too.
But my book is different in the sense that I do a lot of sharing on business ways that I've become successful, plus also how you use your mind. You know, whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe he can achieve by Napoleon Hill is more in the veins of my book is really about small business owners getting really clear about what the heck they want. They seem to be very distracted by shiny objects and often will lose track of what they want to do when there is small discomfort. And so my book is about finding out what your real talent, skills, abilities, talents are and how to leverage those more in your own way. And that the truth is we have a lot more power in our life than we've been led to believe by well-meaning but very misinformed people in our life. And so my book tries to set the record straight of you are 100% responsible for your outcomes. It doesn't make any difference about the economy. The truth is you have the resources within you. It's just that most people haven't really been taught the true strategies of using your mind properly. So my book is about growing a better brain of creating your own reality.
And I love these ideas because I think it really starts where you have to visualize what you want, figure out how your skills can really get you there, and then you really are responsible. You got to take responsibility for whatever happens. You just can't say, well, it's the other guy's fault.
Yes, and that is an epidemic in our world today of pointing the fingers that it's other people's fault, where the truth is the reason most small businesses go out of business is they aren't keeping track of their time. They have no boundaries. They don't have they don't have good systems. They don't have clear direction of where they want to go. And again, they keep changing directions, so they cannot gain momentum in their own marketplace.
So does it start with what your self-image is of yourself?
Absolutely. Your self-image is at the core of your being. One of my first books, Barry, was called Success is an Inside Job, and that's very, very true for all business people. Real success is not like reading a book where you start at the beginning, you go to the middle, and then you go to the end. It's just opposite. Success in real life is going to the end of exactly what you want to manifest, then figuring out a very intelligent plan on how to get there. Imagining it, changing your self-talk, and then having a council of very smart people around you to help you stay on track, you know, just like Napoleon Hill's mastermind groups. Everybody needs their own council. And often small business owners are pleasers and rescuers,
mm-hmm.
and they get very confused about how to use their big resource called their time appropriately. And so, you know, that's what I do for a living. I have a a program called the Millionaire Smarts Coaching Program, and I specialize in just making sure people are productive and really are laser beam focusing their mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, and financial energy. And we have five types of energy we're using as currency every day. And again, most small business owners tend to be reactors to life versus being proactive. And often they'll see trends that are hurting them, but they don't take action fast enough to move out of harm's way, as I would say.
Lee, it's very interesting. I've interviewed thousands of people on the show, and no one's really put it the way you have when you said that small business owners are really pleasers and rescuers. Why are they those kinds of people attracted to running small businesses?
Well, that's a great question. Small business owners tend to come from the mentality of, you know, the customer is always right, that we're just going to turn ourselves into a pretzel to make everybody happy. And that is really not possible. What small business owners really have to do is get very fiercely aware of exactly who their target market is, make sure that they're marketing to those people, and that means you're going to repel other people, and that is fine. You cannot be all things to all people. And when you become a pleaser, meaning you will do anything, you know, for it, then you're wasting all your available energy. When you're a rescuer, which many small business owners are, they bring on their staff and treat them like family. Well, this is death to your business, because your staff is not your family. Your staff are people who are your resources to help you further your name, your brand into the world. And so you can't be rescuing other people. You have to know, you know, you have to hire slow, fire fast. Right. And I know we only have a short amount of time.
We're out of time, Lee. Thanks so much.
Well, please go to milltier.com and check me out.
You got it. We'll be right back. Isn't this the year you get your business unstuck? Isn't this year that you manifest yourself to make more money? I'm going to show you how. AM 560, The Answer. Be right back.
Stuck in traffic? We've got The Answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm George Cotterillos, taking a look at your traffic. Looking good on the Edens. No problems reported in either direction other than some road work inbound between Nelson Road and Toohey. Two right lanes are closed off on the Kennedy, 20 each way between O'Hare and downtown. Montrose is 10 on the Eisenhower inbound. Thorndale to the Circle is going to take you 29 for Mannheim at 16. Same thing on the outbound trip, not too bad. 16 Mannheim, 29 at Thorndale. Stevenson's fine either way. On the Dan Ryan, all good. I-57 and the Bishop Ford, same thing. Lakeshore Drive southbound 218th into Stevenson. Expect to see that area start reducing down to three lanes as you approach the Stevenson. On the tollways, Tri-State, Jane Addams, Reagan Memorial, Veterans Memorial fine. So is Route 53 and I-80, 8094, I-94 in Indiana, the Chicago Skyway, Indiana toll road and I-65 clear. AM 560 weather right now is 72 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Our next update will be in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva, simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
My proudest number is 2005. That's the year I started my business. It was just me for 2 years, and then I hired my first employee.
My proudest number is 20. Last year, I saw a 20% increase in revenue. We got our first six-figure check, too.
My proudest number is 36. That's how many new clients I've signed. And next quarter, I'll double it.
My proudest number is 42.
I was 42 when I became one of the 9 million women business owners in the U.S., and I never looked back.
These are your proudest numbers, your landmarks of growth and success. Sage Cloud and Software Solutions help you achieve these milestones by providing deeper insights into all your numbers. So believe in them. Believe in your numbers. See what Sage can do for your business. Visit believeinyournumbers.com today to learn more.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
Welcome back. You know, you and I are very much alike. During my many years of running my own company, I had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. For me, it was the moment of truth, and it was a painful realization. My business had flatlined, and I had no idea how to breathe new life into it. Does this sound familiar to you? You know, it was especially difficult for me since my customers were not getting the service I was so passionate about delivering to them. Secondly, and probably most importantly, I wasn't making any money. Finally, my stock business literally was sucking the life out of me. This was not exactly the way that I thought my business would turn out after reading all of those books. Well, it's kind of normal, sort of. During the life cycle of every single business owner, they get stuck from time to time. Do any of these things sound familiar? Take a listen. Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. It doesn't get much more frustrating than this. You have few new leads to customers coming in, and customers keep just fading away. You're burned out, and you're completely exhausted. It's no longer fun, and your family is starting to suffer as well. You got to get off the roller coaster. I know what it's like to ride this entrepreneurial roller coaster. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be like that. I've had my ups and downs, and I finally cracked the code at getting unstuck and moving your business forward. Over the years, I have worked with hundreds of corporations and small business clients to help identify the sticking points in their systems so they can take their business to the next level. Throughout the decades of running my own businesses, I've identified six major areas where almost every small business inevitably gets stuck. This is the year that your business gets unstuck. As you journey through my breakthrough training series, I'm going to show you fast and easy and permanent solutions to get unstuck. Each module includes a guided PowerPoint presentation, a voice recording of me presenting this materials in front of a live audience, downloadable lesson notes, downloadable homework assignments, and audio recordings of the 100 best of Business Insanity Talk Radio over the last 5 years. Whether you learn best by watching, listening, or reading, there is a format for you. I've made it very easy for you to absorb the material and develop a clear plan of action of moving forward. There are six steps to a better business. This is what I'm going to guarantee you throughout this course. First module is about find new customers and grow the ones you got. You know the drill. When business is booming, you ignore sales and marketing. And then business slows down. And as a result, you go do sales and marketing. This is a hamster wheel to nowhere. Your business remains flatline and stuck as long as you stay on what I call the double helix treadmill. I'll show you how to grow your business by tossing out the old paradigms and traditional sales techniques through my easy-to-follow step-by-step guide. I'm going to show you how to increase the revenue of your business without ever having to sell again. Module number two is finding money to manage your business. Because guess what? It's already there. As a small business owner, there's a great joke. It says, I sleep like a baby. I go to bed early and wake up at midnight screaming my head off. Does that sound familiar? Cash flow keeps a lot of small business owners up at night. We've all felt the crunch of following the Great Recession. Cash flow has slowed to a trickle. Bank financing is almost impossible. And customers, well, they're just taking longer to pay their bills. I have found that only 5% of small business owners actually understand the secrets to overcoming the cash crunch. Learning this module will always have cash to run your business. Module number three, building a team that lasts. One of the most difficult elements of growing a business is hiring and then holding on to the right employees. A good rule of thumb is to be slow to hire and quick to fire. Unfortunately, not many business owners follow this advice. Instead, they hire the first person that fits the role. Then when the employee doesn't work out, they hesitate to fire them, no matter how many team members think they are incompetent. I'm going to show you how to effectively hire, train, manage, and fire people to maximize the leverage in your business. Module number four, customer service is the new marketing. While this may surprise you, the truth is that customer service is your biggest marketing tool. In this age of social media, traditional advertising really has become meaningless, and people are looking for earned media based on buyers' recommendations. In this module, I'll teach you how to create an effective customer service manifesto so your customer can be served at every level of your organization. Module number five, you got to break that social media addiction. It's no secret. The World Wide Web can be a worldwide waste of time. Most small businesses have no idea what they're doing. I'll show you how to make sure you use social media as your new marketing voodoo. Module number six, the real trick to all of this is boosting your productivity. Recent studies have indicated that multitasking can cause brain damage. At the very least, it prevents you from doing what you do best. It certainly doesn't allow you to get things done effectively. You see, here's the thing. Your employees will mimic the way you work. You could soon have a team filled with inefficient, multitasking workers all running around chasing their tails. Get the picture. I'm going to uncover ways to get more done in half the time. I'm going to make sure that you're productive, not just busy. If you want to be part of this wonderful program, go to www.barrymoltz.com/unstuck. Use the special value code 50 off WIND and get 50% off the price. You'll learn the exact steps you need to take today to move your business to the next level. I guarantee it. So if this is the year that you are really committed to getting your business unstuck and you still have some questions about how it can absolutely, positively change the way you do business, give me a call. I make available to all our business listeners a 15-minute free audit of your business and how I can help you get unstuck. The number is 773-837-8250, available to the first five callers. I guarantee this is your year.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
The biggest trap business owners face is that they are continually flip-flopping their time between working for customers and selling to find new business. As a result, when you are doing the work, the sales activity slows to a crawl. This double helix trap keeps businesses struggling for years. Learn the seven strategies for breaking this trap. Contact Barry at barry@barrymoltz.com.
My name is Dr. Howard. I've recommended Balance of Nature for over 15 years because of the excellent results I see in my patients. Balance of Nature doesn't make any claims of treating or curing any particular disease, but I think the results speak for themselves.
I will tell you one thing, and he's sick all winter. He wasn't sick at all this winter, not one time.
I've taken vitamins my whole life, and this is really the only thing that I've ever really felt like that did anything.
That's why I kept coming down with the flu. And she said, double them, triple them. And that's what I did since then, and I haven't had the flu. So I know it worked.
When you can give your body a full variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables in their 100% natural, whole food form, you receive the unmatched balance of nutrition. Call toll-free 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and be sure to enter promo code Chicago.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560, The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Moltz.
Well, with more and more states approving the use of medical and recreational marijuana, some people think that cannabis really is the next entrepreneurial gold rush. But the question is it? Here to help is Amish Parikh. He's the vice president of My Compassion, a 501c3 nonprofit that educates on the benefits of cannabis for serious illnesses. They just held a big conference in Chicago. Amish, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
What about all those small business owners that think this is the next gold rush, is it?
Well, this is where the issue occurs, is you're seeing a lot of media that's producing a lot of this information. And what's really happening now is there's a lot of consolidation that's occurring in the industry. Larger companies are buying out smaller companies. You can still see a lot of ancillary businesses that are starting to pop up. So a lot of web companies, a lot of accounting firms, a lot of financial firms. I mean, these are the areas that you're going to see a lot more buildup in. If you're dealing with the product directly, it's a little bit more scarier because you're dealing with a lot of different laws that you have to face. State laws is one side, and then you have to deal with the federal law. Until the federal government really legalizes it across the country, you're always going to be dealing with issues between the two conflicting laws, both state and
federal, right?
And federal,
right.
Yeah.
Now you talk about that the mission of your organization, My Compassion, is education to overcome fear. What's the fear?
Well, the fear is primarily ignorance on cannabis. Cannabis has been predominantly, people have been against it for many, many years, meaning against it as in it's been illegal. Many people have been imprisoned for it and things of that sort. That fear is starting to come down now, and people are wanting to know what cannabis is. What can it do? What is its capabilities? What are some of the things that this plant is capable of doing, not only from a chronic condition perspective, but also from a health and nutritional perspective as well? This will be the next filler ingredient for a lot of nutritional items, vitamin supplements, you name it. Hemp is already on the map for doing a lot of those things as well.
Of course. So what do you find are the most viable opportunities for the cannabis industry in this area of business services?
I would say probably in the business services arena, you would be doing a lot of the cannabis companies a favor if there were more additions in point of sale services and banking services, ATM services. And I know these are all still current issues, but there are still workarounds that are occurring. There's also websites that need to be built. People still need to find all of these businesses. So all of these opportunities are still available. You just have to look, and you have to see if you can take your current skill set and adapt it towards the cannabis industry.
So if people miss the conference in Chicago, where can they learn more about your mission and what opportunities might be available?
Sure. MyCompassion.org is our main website. And our conference website is MyCompassionCanacon.com. We also have the AmericanCultivator.com, which is a news magazine site that provides a lot of the latest information on what's going on in the cannabis industry.
Amish, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
Well, that's it for this episode of Business Sanity Talk Radio. I want to thank our sponsors, Sage One and Nextiva. Special thanks to our booking producer, Sarah Schaffer, and of course, our producer behind the glass, Debbie Schreiner. If you're serious about getting your business unstuck, you've come to the right place. Give me a call on my private line, 773-837-8250, or you can email me at barry@moltz.com. Or if you're ready to get started right now, go to barrymoltz.com/unstuck. Isn't this the year that you move your company forward? Isn't this the year that you manifest, that you make more money? Remember, love everyone, trust a few, and paddle your own canoe. Have a very profitable and passionate week.
You can find Barry on the web at barrymoltz.com. You've been listening to Business Insanity Talk Radio.
Imagine buying a house and getting